WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn, to one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by. We'll be right back.
99 dreams I have had, and everyone a red balloon. It's all over and I'm standing pretty in this dust that was the city. If I could find a souvenir just to prove the world was here, and here is a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you until after 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. Here is Soft Cell on Max FM. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Wednesday night. All right, I am in my home studio tonight. I have my dog throwing his toy at me, trying to get his treat out of it. He's trying to get me to help him get it out. The point of it is to keep him busy. So yeah, if you hear any clunking in the background, that is him throwing his toy at me. You know what he's telling me? It's time to jump with Van Halen on Max FM.
And more.
Right on!
Are you gonna hear what I want when I want?
99.7 Max FM.
really enjoy the music. It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Wednesday night. All right, I know I've been hearing everyone's talking about the construction going on Highland Highway 33, also known as 8th Avenue or 8th Street. Definitely an inconvenience, but you can still get around town, and you know what? I'm not going to miss all the potholes. Now, one of the popular social media discussions that's been going on this week is right at our corner at 8th and Broadway. For the longest time, it was no right turn on red. Well, there was the talk of that yesterday that people are saying, hey, everyone's turning on red there. And one of our coworkers here said, yeah, I've done it twice today. So I was trying to find the song Breaking the Law and give them a little bit of grief about it. Well, as I was leaving last night, I noticed that they took the sign down. So guess what? You can now turn on red at 8th and Broadway. I don't think it's going to stay that way. But for right now, you can turn on red. So you know what? There is one benefit of it. Now, where I live, our street is very popular during the road construction. I can tell you that. I also found out at 12:30 this morning, it's part of the emergency route for the fire department. apartment because there's apparently a fire or something going on last night because there was a lot of sirens, and our dog decided he should start howling at them. So yeah, if I sound a little tired, that was what was going on there. Hopefully we don't hear any sirens for the next little while because you guys don't want to hear him singing along. Coming up, we will look at Weather News by Def Leppard on Max FM.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Time once again for the Vintage Shop Hop. It's 400 different vintage shops and boutiques all across Wisconsin and Illinois. Many of the local antique stores and boutiques will be participating in this event. It's always the first Friday and Saturday of March and October. Opportunities to find some great deals on boutique clothing, furniture and decor, jewelry, prizes, discounts, treats, fun and games. Check out Vintage Shop Hop on Facebook to get all of the details. They also have links on their website, vintageshophop.blogspot.com. You can check out the shops in just this area or make it a road trip. Over 360 shops will be participating in over 145 towns and over 11,000 artisans and sellers all together. Get a link to the local shops that are participating again at Vintage Shop Hop on Facebook.
Oh.
And coming up on Saturday, March 2nd, it's another PHP Brat Fry fundraiser, this time benefiting the Easter Adoptive Family Program. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, a grilled brat or Italian sausage, all beef frank with chips, soda, and water. And again, this is all to benefit that Easter Adoptive Family Program. Your contribution will help PHP supply low-income families with all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. They're going to be collecting monetary donations starting March 1st, running through the 30th. I bet, again, a great way to support it is to get on over there on Saturday, PHP's headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for another great Brat Fry fundraiser.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
That meeting could have been an email.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
Look at all the things my neck can do now.
At Mattress Firm, we know the right mattress matters. That's why we give you 120 nights to make sure it's right for you or your money back. Plus, you get free and fast delivery. Shop in-store or online at mattressfirm.com. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows around 10 above, but sunny and much warmer tomorrow. Highs near 50 and breezy. Sunny, breezy, and even warmer Friday. High mid-50s. The warmth continues to build for the weekend. Partly cloudy and low 60s Saturday, near 70 Sunday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
99.7
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!
Yeah, we like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a red eye phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Demolition one, can I be your?
treat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell yourself for miles. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Baby, I'm
so what you try to do to me? It's like we can't stop, we're enemies. And when we get along, then I'm inside of you.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Toto Rosanna on Max FM.
Yeah. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Trust.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Wednesday night. I don't know about you, but from everything I've heard about fentanyl, I wouldn't even want to touch it, let alone hide it somewhere inside my body. A 33-year-old man in Florida named Robert Whitaker has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for a nasty habit that got even nastier in a police car. Robert was arrested last year, and the in-car dash cam caught him reaching around his backside and messing around with something. He had hidden bags of fentanyl inside his backside, and when he was reaching back there to get them out and then stuff them into the cushion of the cruiser where the seatbelt goes into the seat, he jammed 32 grams of fentanyl in there. He was caught because he didn't get all of it, and at the jail they did a full cavity search and, quote, chunks of purple powder fell out from his backside. The cop car was so messed up from the fentanyl, and you know, that needed to be taken out of commission for 3 months to be professionally cleaned. I hope they sent him the detailing bill for that, because that is gross, and that's not the place to shove drugs, let alone do drugs. But hey, people are doing that type of stuff. Probably not the brightest bulb in the world, so yeah, he's going to be spending a little bit more time in jail, but maybe he'll be doing some car cleaning while he's there. This is Dave. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday night. I'll be back on Thursday night. Coming up after 8 o'clock is our good friend Tony Lorino on Throwback Nation Radio. Our 50-minute music hour continues with David Bowie on Max FM.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool. And you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo school activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of February, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo High School FFA. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
That meeting could have been an email.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
Look at all the things my neck can do now.
At Mattress Firm, we know the right mattress matters. That's why we give you 120 nights to make sure it's right for you or your money back. Plus, you get free and fast delivery. Shop in-store or online at mattressfirm.com. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Maximum music.
I know when to go out, I know when to stay in, get things done.
90s, and more.
99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.